On July 5, Jean and I participated in the graduation of the second cohort of our Northern Indigenous Counseling, NIC, students. 12 graduates, all women, all Indigenous, all certified counselors and life coaches. Woohoo! What a day! What a night! The graduation was held at the Legislative Assembly and was opened by the Yellowknives Dean First Nation drummers. The drummers also drummed as the graduates were introduced while they entered the Great Hall one by one. So beautiful. So powerful. Here are the graduates, where they live, and are originally from. Agnes Pascal, Inuvik, originally from Fort McPherson. Alyssa Landry, Yellowknife, originally from Taloyoke. Kara Manuel, Fort Good Hope, originally from Fort Good Hope. Deborah Drybones, Yellowknife, originally from Fort Good Hope. Donna Schreeder, Yellowknife, originally from Saskatchewan. Elizabeth Mountain, Fort Good Hope, originally from Fort Good Hope. Ildiko Ikthidzin, High Level, originally from High Level. Marie Speakman, Yellowknife, originally from Deligny. Nancy Rebeska, Bechoko, originally from Bechoko. Natasha Harris, Yellowknife, originally from Fort Good Hope. Rhonda Plamondon, Hay River, originally from Fort Providence. Tina Wrigley, Yellowknife, originally from Deligny. The graduates received a professional counselor diploma and a life skills counseling certificate. They also did the courses for the wellness counselor diploma, but did not receive that diploma because the program only had short breaks between each of the 6 semesters, so there was not time to do the practicum for the wellness diploma. Melissa Lenny and Cody Erasmus both did fantastic jobs as masters of ceremony. They had taken turns as program managers of the NIC2 initiative and provided tremendous support to the students. They also acted as teacher assistants in the classes. Marie Speakman did the opening and closing prayer in her North Slavey language. The graduates wanted her to do the honors because she was the elder of the class. This was an indication of the respect they have for Marie. Remarks by dignitaries. Opening remarks were made by the Yellowknives Dean First Nation Chief of Deta, Ernest Betsina, who commented on how Indigenous counselors are really needed for Indigenous people in the NWT. Chief Colin Piero of Fort Good Hope, Acting Chief Leonard Kenny of Deligny, and Joseph Toback of Yamoga Land Corp. were also there. Deputy Premier Caroline Wozanik represented the GNWT. Her message was very similar to her Facebook post, an incredible program and success like this takes a vision and then everyone coming together to make it happen. Congratulations to the 2025 graduates. I look forward to the change and positivity they will bring to the world. Congratulatory remarks were also delivered by Dr. John B. Zoe, chairperson of Hati Sida, which had provided scholarships to every student throughout the program. This assisted them tremendously, particularly those who had dependents. Lisa Semler, Minister of Health and Social Services, said in video comments the graduates would make a positive impact on the mental health of Indigenous Northerners. The department provided funding for the program managers and cultural inclusion for the project. Valedictorian Kara Manuel spoke about how going through the 6 semesters had made the students like sisters. Speaking to the graduates, she said, "I know in my heart that each of you will do great things. This is a movement for change." The graduates also made speeches, emphasizing how the experiential program had been a life-changing journey that brought tears, emotions, laughter, and created a special bond between them. They were happy to see their instructors, Vanessa, Jill, and support staff Jameson attend the graduation. They also expressed deep gratitude to Dean Wellness Warriors and Rhodes Wellness College for this life-changing journey and commented on wanting to work together and with Dean Wellness Warriors in the future. Jean's dream. Jean Erasmus reflected on how Northern Indigenous Counseling came about. It was her dream to train Northern Indigenous counselors because there were very few qualified Indigenous counselors to fill the many positions in the NWT. She described how she and her husband, Roy Erasmus, were operating the Dean Wellness Warriors. They went to Vancouver and convinced Ben Colling, the president of Rhodes Wellness College, to partner with them to deliver Nick in Yellowknife. Ben came to Yellowknife, and they received enthusiastic support from the many GNWT, federal and indigenous leaders they met with. After a lot of work, the program was delivered in the NWT. It had to start in 2020 online because of COVID. The first cohort saw 16 graduates, and now 12 more graduates in 2025. Ben presented diplomas to the graduates and spoke about their journey and how proud he was of them. He said Rhodes' experiential model provided 1,640 hours of instruction designed to build capacity from the inside out. It fosters growth, healing, and resilience within each student, and then equips them with the tools to support similar growth in others. Ben also announced a $10,000 donation to the Dean Wellness Warriors to go towards the Endacho Healing Lodge that will be built in Yellowknife. This was a wonderful surprise and showed how much faith Ben has in Dean Wellness Warriors. Feast and Drum Dance. The graduation was followed by a fantastic feast and drum dance led by the Yellowknife's Dean Drummers at the Northern United Place. The food was awesome and was all prepared by the graduates. Graduates and their families had a great time eating together, telling stories and laughing a lot. The drummers outdid themselves, singing various types of dances like the traditional drum dance, the mountain dance, and two dances where couples dance, one while holding hands. Fun was had by all, with Rhodes staff dancing almost every song. Ben and his wife, Myura, danced as well, as did Jean, myself, Cody and Melissa, the two program coordinators. A Pendleton blanket was conferred on Rhodes Provost, Dean Davey, who had attended the 1 week on the land program last summer with the students. By the end of the week, the students were affectionately calling him Dean Dean. Eskia, take it easy, EH. Each of the graduates will receive a Pendleton blanket. The blankets had not arrived before graduation, so this allowed us to show them what they will be receiving. All in all, a fantastic day and evening. Congratulations, graduates. Now, it's time to get out there and help our people.